And so, I invite you now, if you've not already done so, to close your eyes. Close your physical eyes and just breathe. Breathing in, breathing out, letting go of any life stress, fears, or worries that might be troubling you. Just put them aside in this sacred time and place. Relax your body and allow yourself to become fully present to this now moment. Know that every breath is sacred, every breath is divine. And guided by Charles Fillmore's favorite invocation, affirm to yourself, I am now in the presence of pure being, immersed in the Holy Spirit of life, love, and wisdom. I am now in the presence of pure being, immersed in the Holy Spirit of life, love, and wisdom. I am one in the power and presence of Spirit, open and receptive to divine wisdom. I am one with divine mind. I align with the perfect energy and law of God and allow it to manifest in my life, in this spiritual community, and in the world. In this consciousness, embrace the divine possibilities that you hold for your own personal life. Ask yourself, what is the highest vision I can hold for my life? What have I come here to be? Open your spiritual eyes to the innate beauty and power of your own essence. Without judgment or regret, ask yourself, what qualities do I need to bring forth and develop in order to see my dream manifest? What habits, mental models, and error thinking do I need to release? And finally, what talents, gifts, and qualities do I already possess that will serve my dream, my vision? In the sanctuary of your own soul, no matter how clearly or unclearly your vision is coming through, give a sacred yes to it now, with full trust that in divine timing it is being revealed. Do this a few moments now in the silence. And now, let us turn our attention to our vision for the world. In oneness of spirit, we celebrate a world awakened to infinite possibilities. In this moment, together in true spiritual community, let us call forth the highest there is in Christ consciousness. Let us look past current appearances of fear, discord and conflict in our country and in the world, and celebrate that which we do not yet see, divine possibility, infinite possibilities of love, peace, abundance, and harmony in our world. See this unfolding now and take it into your heart for a few moments in the silence, this time for our world. And finally, let us take into our hearts and souls the mission of this spiritual community. We are a vibrant, inclusive spiritual community, enriching lives through positive, affirmative prayer, education, and service. Let's together, right here, right now, set the intention to hold this mission in our hearts, in our prayers. And let's take just a few moments now to meditate on this mission and ask yourself, what gifts and talents do I have to contribute, to serve, to make this mission a living, breathing reality in our church community? Do this for a few more moments in the silence. And now let us come together in deep and abiding gratitude for all the good that is manifesting now in our personal lives, in this church, and in the world. We have given a communal sacred yes to the greater good that is now unfolding. And so it is, and so we joyfully allow it to be. In the name and through the power of the eternal Christ, we say thank you, God. Amen, amen, and so it is. And now let's join our hearts and our voices to joyfully and purposely sing our Lord's Prayer.